At first glance, this monumental mountain landscape seems very straightforward. Tall trees and darkly inked boulders define the foreground, while more lightly inked forms suggest mist-veiled distant mountains. But look closely at the foliage patterns at the bottom edge of this hanging scroll. The little conifer shapes in the creases of the rocks are identical to the tall trees on the distant slopes. The same abstract brush marks have been employed for both. Clearly, for Dong Qichang, who was not only a painter, but one of the most influential theorists of his time, painting was about brushwork and composition, not naturalism. Notice how he makes the blank paper alternately define water, plateaus, sky, and mist, and that it is not always clear which is which. Dong exploits such ambiguities between solid and void, dark and light, in order to energize his composition. His thrusting rock forms and roller coaster contours are similarly intended to destabilize his landscape and set it in motion. At the same time, this painting is utterly classical, synthesizing the massive grandeur of northern Song Dynasty landscapes with the expressive calligraphic brushwork of 14th century scholar painters. In his writings and paintings, Dong defined an orthodox canon of old masters, whose approach to painting he likened to the pursuit of spontaneous enlightenment, advocated by one school of Chan or Zen Buddhism. In keeping with its maker's principles, shaded dwellings among streams and mountains is a consummate example of similarly instinctive expression. In a virtuoso performance, Dong Qichang executed the entire scroll with no preparatory underdrawing.